Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sister, may per heaven be your call. The celebration will not stop. The worship does not stop. To him alone be the glory. Glory to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. Hallelujah. I welcome all of you into his presence on resurrection morning. We give God the glory. When we were kids this morning, by now, we have returned from early morning resurrection march. Yeah. Songs like, oh, 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 something like that. As I'm a Noah. Now, yes, Utiase, yes, Utiase, Utiase. That's right. Ambassador for her. And then in the God songs, we will sing song like, it is she, something like that. Ta da da da. Mela Hosiana. Hosiana, Yesu Eteshi. Hosiana, Yahweh. Very powerful songs we sung. Hallelujah. The world is changing, so now all these marches don't happen anymore. Hallelujah. But I give God the glory for the power of resurrection. I thank God that you are well blessed and alive, favored, and honored by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Another Easter is here, and we thank God for the price that was paid on the cross. I'm a new formula. Praise the name of the Lord. Whilst you are standing, I will read the word of the Lord to you. And right after the reading of the word, I will allow you to take your seats and briefly we can hear the prophetic presentation of the word of the Lord. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21 is still relevant on resurrection morning. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. These were the same words of Mary and Joanne and Mary of Magdala on that resurrection Sunday morning when they went to the sepulchre of Christ. And the Bible makes a very solid presentation. The angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 6th verse. Luke, the 24th chapter, the 6th verse. The same 6 verses is saying the same thing. He is not here. He is risen. Let me read Matthew first. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 6th verse. The Bible makes a solid presentation. He is not here. For he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And then Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 6. Very quick, let's work, sir. Luke 24 and verse number 6. The Bible said, he is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Now, I look at the account of Matthew from verse number 1 in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 1, and I look carefully at the things that have been outlined in the word of the Lord, then I come to a submission and a realization that God's word is too powerful. You may watch and follow me. The Bible said at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary of Magdala and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. In the second verse, the Bible said, and behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven. I want you to watch every line of the scriptures. An angel of God descended from heaven. For those of you who feel there is no heaven, there is a heaven. Now when you are even talking about heaven, it looks like it's an antiquated nonsense to this generation. The moment you make statements like Jesus is coming back again, even people in the church are talking nonsense. So I'm asking the question, if it doesn't make meaning and sense to you, then why are you in church? Why are you in church? Why are you in church if heaven does not matter? Adentinawa. Upediawa. The end of every man will be death. But after that, there will be judgment. And after judgment, there will be a decision. And after the decision, there will be rewards. 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 And heaven will be one of the rewards. Of course, hell it will also be one of the rewards. That will also be another reward. There will be rewards in heaven. I want to use the opportunity as a church this morning as we celebrate the resurrection to commiserate with his eminent bishop, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, and his beautiful wife and their family. I want to commiserate with the Lighthouse Fraternity of the United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches worldwide. I want to use opportunity on behalf of Alabaster International Ministry and on behalf of the entire Church of Jesus Christ in Ghana. And to say that, Bishop, you are one of the most profound people I have ever met. To have such a news and to mount the altar of God on Friday and preach, you are something else. You are something else. May the Lord comfort you and strengthen you. And remember, sir, that you are not in this alone and that we are a family. And the kingdom is rejoicing over your son, because as a gallant soldier, he has fought a good fight. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. When we get to heaven, there will be rewards for what Bishop did on Friday. There will be a reward. Yeah. To care about the things of God. To be rich toward God. There will be a reward for that. There definitely will be a reward for that. Hallelujah. Of course, when we get to hell, the madness that is going on in Ukraine will be rewarded. Hell will also reward. Oh, definitely. The wickedness that is going on all around the world will also be rewarded. Yeah. The perpetuations against humanity in Myanmar will be rewarded. The things that are going on, even in our country, you know, people infringing on people, including domestic abuse and verbal, physical abuse and violence, like the death of Osinachi, will be rewarded. There is no two ways about that. How can somebody pick up a woman, gifted and anointed, exploit her, and kill her? What will you gain? When children loses their mother, family loses their daughter, siblings loses their sister, what will you gain? That also will be rewarded. I will want to use opportunity before you take your seat, put back the scripture. Let me finish reading it, and then the Bible said there was an earthquake. On the day of resurrection, there was an earthquake. You know, I wonder which magnitude it was. 7.2, 11.4. I wonder what kind of magnitude of earthquake. But the Bible said there was an earthquake to the point that the tombs of dead people were opened. The earthquake opened up tombs. And the earthquake brought back the power of resurrection, brought back the people who were dead 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. The Bible said they came out of the womb. There was a resurrection. It was not only Jesus resurrecting. It was also dead people of his time. Also, people that were righteous in the sight of Almighty God. The Bible said they came out of their graves. It was via warfare. I didn't know. Who appear? Was my nana a question? Yeah, upe se wudi gu, but enya menkwa na meba amanfo nso na mkwa mu ba. Yeah, there was a resurrection. That alone is a message. Oh, that alone is a message. That which was dead many, many, many years ago. I don't care how long your situation has been dead. The power of resurrection will bring it back to life in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. There was an earthquake. And the Bible said an angel of the Lord came from heaven. And the Bible said rolled back the stone from the door or the sepulcher and sat upon it. Never to allow that stone to go back to the sepulcher. Sat upon it. Verse number 3. The Bible said, and his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. In the 4th verse, the Bible said, and for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and became like dead men. Resurrection power is revealing itself. Verse number 5, the Bible said here, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus. What is the difference between this and John 12, 20 and 21? I know you are looking for Jesus. But he is not here. But there is an interesting thing here. Look at that. Go back to, you know, he said, I know you seek Jesus which was crucified. Because there is another Jesus which is not crucified. The Bible said, and when you hear another gospel which we did not preach, yeah, another message, another spirit, and another Jesus. There is another Jesus. The another Jesus have also started a church. The church looks like his church. His people looks like his people. They sing like we sing. They clap like we clap. But that is another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. Yeah. And it is so clear that this other Jesus, this other gospel, and this other spirit, I mean, anything goes. Anything goes. You can fornicate and still come and sing in church. You can commit adultery and still be a presiding elder. You can impregnate people and still be a general overseer. The madness of the world and the madness of Sodom and Gomorrah is on this other Jesus's head. Another Jesus. Another spirit. Another gospel. So you say, you know, I let me read that scripture so that, you know, it makes sense on resurrection morning. And then immediately after that, I will allow you to take your seat. Say a good amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number, let's read from verse number 2 so that it makes you know, too, so that it makes sense to us. The Bible said, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Put this verse in GNT. Let me read it. In this verse, the Bible said, I am jealous for you just as God is. You are like a pure virgin whom I have promised in marriage. Yeah, promise in marriage to one man only, Christ himself. The Bible said on the day of the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and the new earth, the Bible said it will come from heaven in the presence of God as a bride prepared for her husband. The church is like a wife. Sema marite jina hi. Na your power so then I'm see the day now way ubi asu unhu no. Sesen dear sesen. Na your hand will have a beer you unhu no. Na ubi su afre or su owo asale buchi. Or no, it be some so open. Obekono, no, da bema fufro fia. Asisan in Eguini Tibrus. This one standing here will not only be angry, this one standing here will feel that matrimonial ordinance and that matrimonial vow has been broken. Therefore, the church is a bride, a virgin espoused to only one husband. Yeah, now go to verse number 3. The Bible said here in King James Version. In King James Version, the Bible said, for I fear lest by any means has the serpent beguiled or deceived Eve through the subtlety. So will your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. I mean, look at how the Bible makes the gospel so simple. It is so simple. There is nothing like Munye Buonko Nwako, you know, there are nothing like that. The Bible makes a very solid submission in, you know, the simplicity that is in Christ. The gospel is so simple. Anointing is so simple. Healing is so simple. Miracles are so simple. We don't need people from Gomorrah to come and pretend that they were lame and paralyzed. No! We don't need them to do that. The power of God, when it is healing, it heals so quick and so fast. Yeah. The move of God, when it is at work, on unbelievable things will happen. Strange moves of God will happen. The fourth verse, it is my, what I want to tell you. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which ye did not receive previously, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, the Bible said ye might well bear with him. In other words, there is another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel, that other spirit, that other Jesus. The church is unconcerned. Another spirit. The preacher molests his wife and come to church the next morning and open Matthew chapter 5, and the church is opening and following us. Another gospel. Another gospel is where dignity, you know, let me tell you, when I say another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel, I'm not only referring to the altar workers, I'm also referring to the parishioners. Many workers say there are members of this church and other churches sleeping in hotels with strange men in Kweu right now. After today, they will be back for communion. another spirit, another gospel, another Jesus. Those people, when they find themselves in hell, I will not be shocked. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you. You sang beautifully this morning. Hallelujah. You're looking beautiful this morning. It looks like Minkwana Matum. It looks like Minkwana Maya black and white. Everybody is pure white. White, white. The day is white. Mrs. Ahmed is white. Pastor Steve is white. Mama Comfort is white. White, white. Praise the name of God. Amen and amen. It's a loveless generation. It's a heartless generation. There are things that are happening all around us that are heartbreaking. I know a thing. Standards are falling. Standards are falling. You see, the fear of God is not in the church. And this is resurrection morning, and this is how I'm starting. It is so sad now. And we do not tremble at the word of God anymore. This is why we will be and come to church. And then from Tuesday, we start looting this nation. I know it's an Eastern team. Everybody is excited. You know, we go in, everybody's having a nice time. You know, this weekend, need your patron, we don't care. Baby, Gina, we don't really care about where the dollar is. You know, we have some make some money. We want to blow it. By Monday morning, tomorrow evening, we have blown a couple of significant amount of money. And so by Tuesday, everybody will be reporting back to base. And then by Wednesday, this week, it will come next week. Yeah, but yeah, because he cannot share. And so now we are coming back with a very strong heart to come and work again, you know. Nana will be to me a tenacity who a year Juma Fimuni na Nap Afiso Eastern who could discanwa when ya yenina. Now a Sam Banwa Bea Juma Fimuni na. Now a cook too, Kawa, a person man who knows, and cry Hanwa or one or tea, a Brianwa, the true Munyanyo. No, I told you that. Say a good amen. Now, the point is this. This is the point. Mrs. Runyame found Tuniso. Now, fear, see an answer. See an answer. That may tell you what teaching man home. And you are blowing cash. Crawford, sour quail, now with two skeguomas. Who teaching man home? You can blow cash? Who teaching man home with two skegum crawfords? Some of the things are very heartbreaking. Sometimes I am in a church. I went to a particular church. The people are singing. Church now your team no ya apata. Will be tunyam near to skegune so. I'm saying, huh? This is an error. Moses says kana na mumubu apata no. Na munsi dan papa. Stop the showmanship. Let wisdom come to the fore. When we say resurrection, we are talking about resurrection of life. Life. Abundant life, eternal life. Yeah, that's what we are talking about. Anything that is dead comes back to life. When I say resurrection power, you say raw power. Resurrection power. Yeah, that kind of power, it starts from the mind. It changes the mind. It changes the heart. It changes the pattern of thought. It changes the way you think. It changes, you know, the way you do things. Because when the mind is renewed, or him, when the mind is renewed, and then he said, if you are a banner bag, catch yourself a bread rose. Adum real estate say tons are na ye twitwa kotodwe ne yamoni emesi jas afiba akopɛ wanwe bi anade enaba. It starts with the mind. There is nothing like a changed mind. And that changed mind is the same word as repent. Repent. The same word as repent. Me catch the alabaster for you be inshira ne bobra. Inshira wo so ne do so a wa yiye. Die wo ye no say inshira ne wo so a you struggle. I don't care who is praying for you. Now let me put it this way. And you may be a yinshira, and then venture ma. Umu mammy yinshira, umu papa, and yinshira, tea, dear make a canoe. When it traveled in tongue, and yinshira, tea, dear may be king. As well, your mind, dear, and I mean, Kahwasam. Mopa, mongo some more. Yeah. I don't want to even talk about it, you know, because it has become normal to you to the point that your conscience is no more speaking to you. And when the moment you come to the place where conscience is not speaking to you, I'm telling you, you are on a dangerous road. You are on a dangerous road. That because I don't want to offend Ghanaians this morning by talking about those things, because ministers of state, anka wo musi wo menya nemo, you know, minister of state married two married people. Now, omo sabre. I'm no one can say omo ne other people. So I can't be cheating. About then, omo may I want to know how are you going to be blessed? Dear, your man, one of the men can was embrace you. Hear me, the men can was. Mo pa mama. I won't offend you this morning. Abortion in the. Abortion is on the rise. Tunyin singu without conscience. Yeah. They say in a nyasi yako hospital, they put me. No. They just swallow one tablet and then that fetus is history. Yeah. That is how wicked this generation have become. And then the next Sunday we are in church. You know. The Lord is saying, yeah. Another Jesus. Another spirit. Another gospel. Another gospel. And I don't need that kind. I want the real Jesus. The real spirit. The real gospel. Speak to me about the transformation of my. I'm talking to you about that. It starts with the mind. Once the mind is transformed, the heart is transformed, I'm telling you, the heaven will open up to you. Anything you do it, it will prosper. You know, when we say he is not here and he is risen, we are talking about the resurrection effect coming into every sphere of your life. If I'm a businessman or woman, the power of resurrection takes over my business and my capital and begins to make a way for me where there is none. If the enemy comes in like a flood, the power of the resurrection lift up a standard against the enemy. The Lord is with me in my incoming and he is with me in my outgoing. You know, a 1,000 will fall on my side, a 10,000 at my right hand. It will not come nigh me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the destruction of the wicked. When the resurrection power is at work, there is no way the enemy can rise against you in sickness or against you in your business or against you in your family or against you in any way. When I say resurrection power shall roar power, resurrection power. There is power at work. This is where I am telling the church. Go back on your knees. Get back to your closet. Let us go back for restoration. We have lost power. Oh yeah, we have lost power. We have lost power. Nanka kanepa. Ubi tiyan ya ana ubi yare. Ano ubi ebu The believers will gather and command the power of resurrection upon that person. You know, now the baby sounds like walk to hospital now, one on parana. But I see that day coming. The Bible said, in the day of his power, his people shall be willing. Tonight, this particular morning, I declare that power upon the church, that power upon the ministry, that power upon you. Amen. No more formula. They will receive power again for instant healings, for miracles in the name of Jesus. Say, we'll be happy when I'm here. May we not go to Ibiza. May we come into the presence of God. May we come and receive that which God has for his people in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, in the presence of God is liberty. There is fullness of joy. This morning, the power of resurrection will come upon you. The power of the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the grace of God will come upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. Anybody that is sick of diabetes, receive healing. Anybody that is sick of hypertension, receive healing. There is power coming on you. I hear power. I feel power. I see power. Power everywhere. Power. Oh, you are up too early. Take your seats. Take your seats. Take your seats. Take your seats. Do you know one thing power can do is to bring speed? Everybody say Mirika. And that word is spelled as M-M-E-R-E-K-A. Power brings acceleration. Ubi si dina dynasty brinvane se biya 6 years. The power of God can hit that building. And within 2 months we can finish. Any delay in your life, I speak in the name of Jesus. May the power of God, may the resurrection power come upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the Lord lift you up and accelerate your course. May everything move so fast in the name of Jesus, in your favor and in your interest. Somebody shout power. I can't hear you. Shout power. You may be seated. You're up too early. Let me say this and then we are wrapping up. When power comes upon a person, power nankasa, it controls the person. Namoina akwele sumada. Ke amentele jachuwe. Mumo ni yo jachuwe miye. It controls the person. I'm talking about, if that can even control a person, how much more the power of the Holy Ghost. You will be directed and guided by the Spirit of God. Resurrection power will order your steps. The Lord will order your ways. The Lord will lead you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Bible said, they are the children of God. May the Lord order your steps. You know, God can give you one direction. I'm not talking about our funny directions, no. God can lead you to only one idea. Ubiya ko Dubai, the Lord can tell you to go to Nigeria. And that will be your breakthrough. Yeah. Ubiya ton fufu choba, yehu abetimi akacho se ton wachi. And that will be your breakthrough. It is because when the Holy Spirit guides you, everything flourishes. If you are not a human, you are wrong. The Holy Spirit can lead you. And sometimes when he's leading you, he will not lead you to a big something. Bibi awumu. From bibi. But the moment you pounce on it, the breakthrough. My God. Oh, you can clap those hands. My prayer is that the resurrection power upon you will lead you, will guide you, will help you in the name of Jesus. My service is coming to a close, but I want to ask the question, why did Jesus die? Why did Jesus die for you and for me? Number one, for salvation, redemption, justification, sanctification, regeneration, emancipation, freedom. Yeah. But one of the things is that he took upon himself, he became poor so that you will be rich. And the riches here is not only physical riches. The wealth of spirituality is also part of that riches. Now, if Jesus died for you, why should you be poor? And then before we leave here, Osurubusu, the dew of heaven. Ah, I said, the dew of heaven will come mightily upon you. It will overflow your capital, your finances, your resources, your ideas. The Lord will favor your cause. Oh, I just mentioned the word. Favor will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Resurrection power will connect you. That is one thing it will do. Connection, divine connection, formidable alliances. The Lord's grace will be your portion on that lines. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe it? Somebody scream an amen. Lastly, I will talk to you about 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 and from verse number 1 to 8. The Bible talks about spiritual gifts. The scripture said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In the next verse, the Bible said, ye know that how the Gentiles are carried away with these damp idols. And the next verse says, wherefore I give to you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the premise of the Holy Spirit. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. In the fifth verse, there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. The Bible said, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with while. And then Bible said, for to one is given the Spirit, the word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge, but by the same Spirit. In the ninth verse, another the Spirit of faith by the same Spirit. Another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Another the working of miracles. Another prophecy, another discernment of spirit, another diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation thereof. And then in the 11th verse, the Bible said, but all these worketh that one, put this in GNT for me, please. In this verse, the Bible said, but it is one and the same Spirit that does all this as he wishes and gives a different gift to each person. I bless God for Christiana Dotet and Nicholas Duncan Williams, Mensah Otterbell. I thank God for Eastwood Anaba, Sam Crunchy Ankra. I give God the glory for the life of Stephen Stanley Mensah, Ransford Obeying. I thank God for people like Victor Osei. Thank God for people like Alfred Nyamiche and Esther Nyamiche. Thank God for people in this country doing amazing things. They came as a cloud of patriarchs and matriarchs like Ampia Kofi. Thank God for Charles Ajinasari. I bless God for his mercies and love for, all this cream of people. But right now, I see another breed of people coming up. Yeah, I see, some cream of people. Holy Ghost men and women filled with the power of God, coming up into into the sphere of the body of Christ. Yeah, I see them coming up very strongly. Yeah, I see people like Nanase Opoku Sakodia. I see people coming out like Obing. I see people like Mark Utudan. So I see people who are rising up like Buadinya Micha. Coming up, I see people like Elvis Ajiman. I see people coming up like Kofi Oduro. And I see many Kofi Oduros that are coming up by the mercies and the grace of God. I see people that are rising and emerging. I see voices, you know, that are coming up very strong, very vehement, very intense. Coming up. And right now, as I'm sitting here, as I'm standing here, I am seeing right now people that I look in my eyes who are sitting here, and the Spirit of God and the power of God is looking for your head to do something with your life. I am telling you, there is nobody here. It may not be miracles, but God may use you for something else. I see a generation of invigorated breed of people, and they are coming up by the might and the power of the Holy Ghost. I see an anointing. It is a strange fire, strange move, strange unction. Huh? Let me tell you, Pastor Steve, there are people you don't believe that will be world changers, but they will. In ministry, in politics, you will be amazed. I'm telling everybody that is sitting here, the baton is about to be handed over to you. And when it does, run well, work well, do it well, and finish well. And I will repeat that one, and finish well. I will repeat that one for the last time, and finish well. Because there is no sense in starting and not finish well. Bijina hey, die ye ye na, enye ye ya, enye nyame ye nunyam. Yeah. Iti wa sha siye ye se Kristo ni, fakwe wye papa. Ena no pey, wenyame domwa, epeje Kristo fre wufu omono, sa awo domno, ensiye siye, into tuwa namo. Enfa sidi ene adanse enche wufu omono. Yeah, may the power of God and the glory of God and the grace of God, may it adorn you. May it decorate you. May the Lord in his mercies, in his power, in his infinite glory, place you on the pedestal of power. And may the Lord himself use you for his glory. I declare that you will never lack at the power. Anything you desire or require, may the Lord supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. May the Lord fight your battles, and may every snare set for you, may the Lord deliver you from it. May the power of resurrection surround you and your children, your spouse and your enterprise, and may you soar like an eagle in the name of Jesus. May the Lord cause your helpers to meet you. Destiny helpers, appointed helpers, facilitating helpers, prophetic helpers, may they come from everywhere. After this Easter, may everything work for you. May everything work in your favor. In the name of Jesus, may your customers overflow. May your profit overflow. May your love for Christ be multiplied in the name of Jesus. May it be well with you in all that you do. May it be well with you in your incoming and outgoing. May it be well with your children in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Somebody give him a shout. Give him a celebration. I can hear you. Give him a celebration. You will never die before your time. The Lord will preserve you. I come against premature death. In Jesus' name. You will never marry the wrong person. You will never marry the wrong person. May marriage be fun and exciting. May your marriage be a blessing. May you be married to a man that fears God. May you be married to a woman that fears God. And for those of you who are married, may the blessing of God come upon your home. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, may the bliss and the dew of heaven come upon your union. In Jesus' name. Yeah. May God cause you to recover from all the errors and the mistakes that were done. People will leave the service and go home, and their husbands will meet them and say, "Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the things that I have done." I mean, so I have a multiple of one. Yeah. Your marriage is meant to be enjoyed. I'm going to go to the ice cream. Yeah. You will never walk from here with that again. It's over. Now your husband will be a pleasure. Your wife will be a pleasure. Your children will be a pleasure. In the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God. There is power in the air. Resurrection power is circulating in the name of Jesus. Raise your two hands and begin to speak in the spirit for just 1 minute. Somebody raise and tika turnaka render regazina neka vrenoska. Can I hear you? Can I feel you? Rabada kiano zizi. Bani anano kota. Bring it on. Tididi yakuna. Aziada kitanto marakadish padia kikita dosha. Can I hear somebody raise your voice? Ayada da 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 da. Something is resurrecting whilst you are praying. Something is resurrecting whilst you are praying. Something is resurrecting. Atiada da bahando kosha. Something is resurrecting. Something is seriously resurrected. Anything that is a dead situation, may the power of his resurrection. Hey, come on, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, let me hear the voice of a prophet in this house. In the name of Jesus. Ramanosh. Zia, Pia, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Hallelujah. Before we pray for our country on the day of resurrection, lift your two hands up. It is not enough for you to be saved and the rest of your family are not saved. And so whilst your hands are lifted, I want you to pray for your family, your uncles, your aunties, your cousins, yeah, people in your extended family and your nucleus family. We pray for the grace of redemption upon all of them. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Everything which he and what he and he fear. Into me, man. Say, I want to graduate. Can you announce you fear for my Lord? hearing. On resurrection morning, I sing a song to the Lord.
Oh, Guama, oh, no, no, sir. Yeah. Oh, Guama, oh, no, no, sir. Yeah. Come on, wedding, kuni. What's up, man? Come on, yeah, yeah.
Come on, sir.
Come on, body. Wedding, kuning, wedding.
Come on.
Was a man so.
That's what.
Sing
it for the last time. Wedding
Kunimo, wedding Kuni. Wasamanzo. Wamona Bodhi.
On resurrection morning, we want to bring Ghana before the throne of God. The president of Ghana and his family, the people of Ghana, the economies of Ghana, we are asking the help of God. If there is anything that must resurrect, it's Ghana. If there is anything that must resurrect, it's our city. If there is anything that must resurrect, there must be a resurrection for the ordinary Ghanaian living in somewhere who doesn't have all the privileges you have. Life must be better for that person. Yeah. People living in Fanchineko and Nadia Swakwedum. Abibutia, Domiabra, Nkurakai. May life become better for them. Yeah. Most of them don't have access to internet, potable water, electricity. They don't enjoy most of the things you have. We pray that God's grace be their portion. Today we will not sing the national anthem. We will not, you know, recite the national pledge. The flag is on the altar and we are asking for resurrection. Stretch your right hand and come, somebody, just for 2 minutes only. Can I hear prayer for Ghana? Can I hear prayer for Ghana? I'm done. Can I hear prayer for Ghana? Oh God! Let me hear prayer for Ghana. Hear us when we call. Oh God. Akia da da kuta igrevene kosh. Rakadi ketina daha. Zuani atete gadimaruha. Zubada krehe. Hallelujah. Abradi huno me mo bosedi wadoye tia. Eka ye sedi we huno mo brote. Ijina sampa boy suye wudima. Ubiya wutu kwan ko baby. Istay. Bring all of them back home safely. In Jesus' name. You are a good God. Be exalted in Jesus' name. And somebody shout amen. Clap your hands and let me hear a resurrection shout of praise. Somebody give him a shout. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Say a good amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.